This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still there?
Yes, still here.
And welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report. We have Jonathan Gray. We had trouble with connecting from the studio, so I'm connecting by cell phone and using my speakerphone to connect. So if the audio is not perfect, try to bear with us. We're trying to improve by getting rid of buzzes and so on. We had a really popular show last time, a few weeks ago, about rolling a stone away from the grave of Jesus, which was basically Joseph of Arimathea, literally the billionaire uncle of Mary, actually gave his grave, and they actually refurbished it to get it longer or taller, or Yeshua, Jesus, was taller than Joseph. And by the way, Joseph was a best friend with my ancestor in the Sanhedrin. That was the lineal blood descendant of Moses that passed the letter through the family 2,000 years. It became a document, the template for Khalil Gibran's allegory poem, The Prophet, published 100 years ago in Beirut, Lebanon. And we're going to do some more videos on that. And by the way, I have a private Vimeo video channel I'm putting up on NutriMedical. A lot of our videos are also on Brighteon as well as YouTube now. So we're expanding our ability for people to get access to this material. What topics do you want to cover today, Jonathan? Because you're always very interesting, always amazing guy.
Well, I think that's I'm going to give a message of hope again to people, and related to the resurrection stone at the crucifixion site, which gives a very clear message of a risen Christ, I would like to give the Ark of the Covenant section, because it's one of the most popular subjects, and a lot of people are in a new generation of people now who haven't heard about it.
Right. Okay. I think I'm going to go to the e-book shop, because I think that's where a lot of the stuff, you can see these things are. Which book is the one that we can open it up? What's the name of the book?
Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant. I'll open that Ark of the Covenant book. I think that will help because it's an HTML. And you can see, you're looking on the Vita Radio, which is Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch. You can see the picture of the Ark with the two angels in there kind of crossing wings over the top of the Ark. And, of course, there's a mercy seat in the center, which is where the blood, actually, of Jesus fell directly from his vertical pillar, where he bled down and went down to the rocks directly over the mercy seat. It was actually housed below Golgotha, which we went over a few weeks ago. That was pretty cool. I mean, that's one of the most amazing things, that literally hundreds of years before they put the mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant there, and when they sacrificed Jesus, they actually sacrificed him so his blood fell directly on the mercy seat. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. God of heaven could have organized that with so much accuracy.
Right. See, God knows the end from the beginning. People, if they're all nervous, they're nervous about COVID-19 or incoming asteroid in April 2029, or they're worried about Earth's changes, they're worried about a coronal mass ejection and a kill shot and so on and the plagues. Listen, our God is God, and he's not nervous, and he's on the throne. And you have to give your good things about your life and your bad things to God, and God says, you know what, I'll take care of you. You're my child. And so you have to stop thinking that you're going to solve the problems. Only God can ultimately solve any of our problems, can't he?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, so let's continue. We've got evidence of the long-lost shrine of the Ten Commandments, the Ark of the Covenant, has resurfaced. I want you to talk about this, because this is important. This, by the way, these e-books are available at beforeus.com. These are amazing e-books. You can actually look at them anywhere in the world. You also have videos that are remarkable. I really promote what you're doing, because your ministry is extremely important for Christians to have hope. Right now, I see a hopeless society, and this is where it's going to bring them some hope to listen to the show today. please go over the details, and I'll roll down the screen so they can see pictures. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, for 800 years, the Ark of the Covenant was the most sacred and holy object in the world. And then suddenly, in 586 BC, it disappeared. Now, then in 1982, it was found.
Right.
Now, that's the time when American amateur archaeologist Ron Wyatt claimed to have found the Ark of the Covenant, and I set out with a briefcase full of objections against Wyatt's claims. But my team was to spend 4 years investigating the alleged discovery of the Ark of the Covenant. Intense investigation, repeated visits to dig sites, privileged viewing of evidence and artifacts left me totally convinced of the truth of the find. And what I'd like to share today is the story of a hugely significant discovery and the investigation.
Right.
Now, it's recorded that the Ark first came into being in the year 1446 BC, when it was constructed in the time of Moses to enshrine the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments were called the Words of the Covenant, and so the chest that contained them was called the Ark, or the Box of the Covenant. And the Hebrew word in that context means box. The Ark was a wooden chest covered in gold, and the lid was made of solid gold and had two statues of cherubim, one on each side. Those were also of solid gold. And the design was handed down, we are told in Scripture, by God himself.
Right.
The Ark was revered by the Hebrews and surrounding nations because they heard of supernatural events associated with it. And then quite suddenly, it disappeared from history.
Right.
And long before I got involved, there had been the speculations that the lost Ark was anywhere from Ethiopia to Jordan to Ireland, especially since the Hollywood fans. More people began to take an interest in and speculate about it. But the facts of history are that it's not recorded as one of the items that was taken to Babylon when they destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 586 BC, but it was hidden just prior to the destruction of the temple. Now, to escape seizure, the Ark would have, when Jerusalem was surrounded by the enemy army, the Ark would have had to be hidden outside the city, but to get out of the city while it was surrounded would be impossible. But it could have been possible to secrete the Ark underground just outside the city to somewhere in the no man's land between the two opposing forces of the Hebrews and the Babylonians. And it's conceivable the Ark could have been hidden in that vicinity that Wyatt had chosen. Anyway, he started digging, and there was a rubbish dump there, and the rubbish dump offered very little visual promise. There's so much rubbish in front of the hill, which was called Skull Hill, and always has been called Skull Hill, right through history. And at this spot, Ron decided to initially dig straight down along the cliff face, but many tons of rock and debris would have to be moved because they'd have to sift through all of the build-up of rubbish that has accumulated over thousands of years. Anyway, tons of truckloads of rubbish had to be carted away, and as they gradually exposed the cliff face, they found three niches, which suggest their appearance suggested that they had been cut in the rock behind to hold plaques or signs. And, of course, we are told in Scripture that the man's crime was put over his head, or above his head. And these were above what was found below three cross holes, and with a larger cross hole higher up. So there were four cross holes here in front of the cliff face, and just above the higher one there were cut these niches which held plaques or signs. And that was a warning, of course, to people, don't you do what this man's done or you'll get the same fate. And that's how the Romans often used to make messages when they were crucifying a victim. Now, below these niches, there was the first stone plug, which turned out to be a crucifixion hole for the placing of a cross. And then below that, there were three more. Now, we are told in Scripture that initially there were three criminals that were sentenced to be executed that same day. Then Pilate, the governor, decided when they presented Jesus Christ to him for a Roman sanction for his crucifixion, he remembered the law of the Jews that one criminal could be set free as a clemency on the day of Passover.
Jonathan, keep that thought. We're going to go to break here in Genesis. We'll be back in just a moment. So you stay right there. Don't disconnect. Be back in a couple minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and and we're back here looking at the Ark of the Covenant. Of course, it has the book. It's called the ebook.html. I will probably try to open that up here in the next break. Really important information you're showing here. Now, why is this important? Because basically people don't realize that the only true, what we call belief system religion, is where God incarnates and comes to earth and explains eternality to the people of earth, his children. He gives a pathway back to grace, which is only, you only sin against God, so grace means God's going to forgive you. He does that forgiveness by being a substitutionary sacrifice, and his blood actually falls in the mercy seat. He plans it literally many, many years, like 500 years plus before he even is sacrificed on Golgotha. He actually resurrects from the dead and shows that when he's resurrected that there's eternal life, not only for himself, but all his children that become part of the eternal bride. See, we're not just going to be human beings across the cosmos as a living, you know, bride, but also an eternal bride of God. People need to understand that. And again, all the other faiths teach some portion of what we call real lives going on, but they don't teach the totality of who we are and what our destiny is with God. But God does it in the Bible. He does it in his word pictures and the star systems, which you talk about. I think you went over that ebook a year or so ago, which is the star signs, basically. It was called, what was the name of the book again, this ebook?
Relating to what subject?
The one with the star signs that convince you that God actually bestowed
it. Oh, yes, the Sting of the Scorpion.
The Sting of the Scorpion. Now, let's continue with your story here about the Ark of the Covenant. This is important to understand this. Continue.
Yes. As the team cleared away the surrounding dirt, they realized that they had found a crucifixion site. And, of course, the scripture says that Jesus Christ himself was crucified at Skull Hill. The alternative names given in the Bible, in our English Bible, is Golgotha or Calvary,
right,
meaning the same thing, place of the skull. Now, as they dug down, they found these crossholes, and it's interesting that three criminals were sentenced to death to die that day, but then when they got the unexpected bonus of Jesus Christ in their hands, his enemies decided that they would choose him to die, and one of the other three could go free, according to the custom of releasing one criminal. And so the three crossholes that had been for the criminals, they added a fourth crosshole higher up, because this was the star attraction. He was going to be above all the others, and they wanted the whole world to know that they had him now.
Right.
That Jesus Christ was an imposter and he was dying for it. And so that's why there's four crossholes.
Right.
Two lower down for the two thieves, one on each side, who were dying anyway. Barabbas, who was to die, was released. And then they put a new crosshole higher above, because he was the star attraction, Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, this crucifixion site, behind the cliff face, Ron was expecting to find some kind of cave, but there was no cave along the cliff face, even though he got right down here to the level of 2,000 years ago of clearing away rubbish. But they soon broke into a cavity inside the cliff. But it became very drudgery. The cavern proved to be just a very small part of an extensive honeycomb of natural caves and tunnels inside the mountain. And each one, as they were discovered, was disappointingly empty. Well, one young local Arab boy who had proven very honest and trustworthy was Rafat. And being small and slender, this young man was a real help in squeezing through some of the impossibly tight tunnels of the excavations and reporting everything that he saw. And there was one particularly difficult passageway which led through what you might call a chimney inside the tunnel to connect with a tunnel so narrow that Ron had to exhale his breath just to wriggle through. Then emerging into a wider area, he saw a tiny opening in a wall of a passage, and directly in front of the hole was a stalactite, about 16 inches long. It almost appeared to be guarding the hole. And so moments after crawling through the tiny opening, Rafat went ahead, but he came out frantically crying, "I'm not going back there, I'm not going back there," and he was trembling and shaking, and he had the terror in his eyes. He claimed he had seen nothing, but whatever his experience, it was real. And he never returned to that spot. Now, with that throbbing through his head, Ron purposely checked his watch, and he took a note of the time, and he decided that he would go in himself, lie on his stomach, and inch forward with nothing but a flashlight in his hands. Well, a beam of light shone over a huge pile of rocks, and something shiny caught his eye. He began moving the rocks one at a time. It was very slow, tedious work. But just under the rocks were planks of dry, rotted wood, and beneath the planks were remains of animal skins, so affected by dry rot that when you touched them, they turned to powder. And the animal skins were laid over a golden table with raised moulding around the side, and the moulding depicted an alternative pattern of bells and pomegranates. Well, Ron knew he was in an antechamber with Hotman's temple. He passed out. A little later, he regarded and he looked and he saw that there was a crack in the ceiling with a deposit of a black substance. Slowly, he crawled over the rocks very painfully to the other end of this chamber he was in, and he saw a stone case extending through the rocks. Very thin walled case, like those used in ancient times to contain objects. And it was cracked completely in two. He looked up into the ceiling and there was a crack there. The smaller section of the cover he moved aside, creating an opening into the stone case. Now it was too close to the ceiling to look inside it, but he knew what must be there. Well, he needed time to think. The plan had always been to find the Ark of the Covenant and bring it out, but now that appeared impossible. Well, for several years, Ron made several trips back into the site, armed with cameras. If he couldn't retrieve the Ark, he could at least secure photographic evidence of it. So he inserted a long pole through the opening at the top of the stone case, and he tried to photograph inside. Well, a Polaroid camera was brought in, but the photos turned out foggy. A 35mm camera was brought in, and again, the photos turned out foggy. And finally, a video camera was brought in, but still the images were fogged.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Jonathan, stay tuned. This amazing story will continue in just a couple minutes. Back in a few minutes with some pictures from the actual e-book, which you can get at beforeus.com. Back in a moment with Jonathan, New Zealand.
That you can really trust. A medical
every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. Sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, Sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at Sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All of the police officers who were present during George Floyd's death will face charges. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison also increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder. Family attorney for the Floyds, Benjamin Crump, reacts to the news.
The family is grateful that all the officers will be arrested. They are grateful that the charges are being upgraded. There's a point when one officer says, I'm not getting a pulse. Maybe we should turn him over on his side. And then Officer Chauvin says, no.
Chicken industry executives from Pilgrim's Pride and Claxton's Poultry were indicted on price-fixing charges. The four men were charged by a Colorado grand jury for allegedly conspiring to fix prices on chickens they sold to restaurants and grocery stores from 2012 to 2017. USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says he hopes that a couple of 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine are available at the beginning of next year. A California man convicted of the murder of his pregnant wife over a decade and a half ago is appealing his death sentence. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Scott Peterson has been on California's death row at San Quentin Prison since 2005 after being found guilty for the 2004 murder of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son. Now lawyers for Peterson want his death sentence overturned. During a virtual hearing before the California Supreme Court, attorneys argued that media coverage tainted the original jury. A lawyer for the prosecution arguing, though, that the case was very clear.
There is no contention in this appeal that quantum of evidence was legally insufficient, because it wasn't.
The court is expected to return a judgment soon.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched him sustain
ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Actually, the PDF book, it's actually, if you purchase it, the PDF will be called AOC.PDF, which, by the way, I downloaded some months ago. It's amazing to see actually some of the pictures of some of the text here. It's about 560 pages almost. It's got pictures and everything. It's a pretty amazing documentary. You did a lot of work to build this. I mean, man, years of work, didn't you?
Supernatural miracles took place during the writing and composure of that book, of the things that were impossible from the human standpoint.
Yeah.
Whenever we prayed for certain information, it was waiting in the post that very day. And in one case, it was posted 2 weeks before and arrived the day we needed it. And
right.
Several times in putting together the chapters.
Yeah, exactly. So please continue. I'm actually just... I'm rolling down some...
It was put together by the Lord God himself, not us. I can take no credit for it.
Yeah, we're basically the letterman, if you want to call it. I call it the Eternal Pulse Service. Do you think like that? Instead of UPS, we're called the EPS. What do you think of that?
Sounds good to me.
So you and I are postmen. We're actually just postmen for the Lord. How's that?
Yes, yeah.
Please continue.
So, all the pictures turned out foggy, and each time, it seemed that a supernatural golden mist obscured the view of the cherubs. And so, being religious, Ron concluded that he simply wasn't supposed to take photographs of the ark itself. But he made several more trips into the chamber before eventually reporting what he had found to the authorities. They told him not to reveal it to anybody. But he said, I've already told my family, my team members, they know it, a few close friends, and they said, well, what's done is done. Don't talk about it to anybody else. But please hand over some evidence for us. So Ron went into the cave once more and brought out a high priest scepter, and they knew that this was from Solomon's temple. And that appeared, that's later one ended up in the British, I'm sorry, not the British, but in the Israeli Museum. And they said that this is the only object retrieved from Solomon's Temple. If you go to the museum today, I'm not sure whether you still see it, but it was there when I was doing my excavations, and they had it in the museum.
Well, which museum is that, Jonathan? What museum and what were you seeing? So, in other words, they managed out of the same
out of the cave,
right?
To show to as evidence that Ron had found life from Solomon's temple.
Yeah, now that's
and
in
what was in what was still in the cave was the table of showbread, bread, seven branch lampstand, the altar of incense, Goliath's sword, and a few other things. And Ron just brought out one item. And the Israeli government then knew that the find was genuine.
Did they ever move the other items out of that cave or leave them there?
They sent six men in. When my wife and I were in Jerusalem, they sent six men in there through the tunnel to retrieve the ark, and they never came out.
Wow.
And so when Ron arrived later to join us in Jerusalem, he went straight to the Antiquities Department, as he always did, and offer them his services to do other things that they might use his equipment for. And they said, look, we do need your help, but not your equipment. These six men, we sent them in, and they were dressed as Levitical priests. They were really soldiers. They never came out. Could you go in and have a look? We don't want to go in. So Ron went into the chamber, and there's a tunnel that goes from the quarry underneath the city of Jerusalem goes 270 feet towards Skull Hill, and right there is where the cave is, underground, about 20 feet below the street. So Ron got into that tunnel, and as he got in 70 feet only, about 20 metres, here were these six men, lying on their backs, their eyes open, both eyes crossed for each one of them. They had each one suffered a bilateral stroke as they went to retrieve the ark.
By the way, that cross-sizing is a typical...
God. You can't dress yourself up as a Levitical priest and full God.
By the way, when you see a cross-sized stroke like that, it's called a pontine stroke. It's a stroke at the base of the brain. Please continue.
Yes. So anyway, the Israeli authorities decided to test public reaction to a possible discovery announcement of the ark. And the result was the Temple Mount Massacre. 11 Israeli worshippers and 8 policemen were injured. 21 Arabs were shot dead and 125 seriously injured in a clash between Zionists and Arab Muslims. So between Jewish extremists and nervous Arabs, the Ark of the Covenant was political dynamite.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the actual Ark of the Covenant is in East Jerusalem, which is under the... near the Mount of Olives, right? And so it's actually in the area that's often under Arab control. In fact, I stayed on Tom Hanson's House of Prayer in 1992 with a Christian pastor from Ontario, Canada, and we left at midnight at around 2:30 in the morning after we were there for so many hours, but got to just get up and leave. We went to Jerusalem. But that area was extremely dangerous. I mean, if you left the wrong hour, you're going to get stoned by Muslim, rabble and young people just hitting you with stones. And the danger of being shot, too, because you're on the top of Mount of Olives, and that, in fact, where is the mount where Jesus not only was sacrificed, but also ascended to heaven, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so today there are nervous Arabs who are afraid that there would be a war if the Ark of the Covenant was announced, because there are extremist Israelis who would use that as an excuse for building a third temple, and they think that with the ark in their hands, they would be invincible.
Right. Now.
So they could declare war without any problem. And so this is political dynamite.
Right. Now, the other thing that's interesting is the peace accord that Jared Kushner put together, the son-in-law of Donald Trump. That peace accord gives East Jerusalem to the Palestinians, along with some territories, as well as giving its territories to some Israelis, to doing a kind of a territorial exchange, as well as tunnels connecting the West Bank and Gaza Strip. What people don't understand, East Jerusalem is where the Ark exists and where the sacrifice of Jesus exists. And, of course, I'm sure there's elements inside not only Messianic Judaism, but also the regular Jews that don't want to hand over this territory because they know it's dynamite, not only for them to have to accept the fact that there's a Messianic fellowship rising up under people like Pastor Zev Parat that we have talked about in the past, and the fact that the Messianics are starting to take over more and more of the belief system in Israel. And East Jerusalem is a dynamite thing because the Muslims don't want to accept that they, you know, Muhammad never actually visited Jerusalem, but they had this allegory that somehow he rose up from this horse to heaven from the Mount of Olives. In fact, that's why they took over in the 6th century the church that was there and then put up the Mosque of Omar. And they put a stone there over the stone of Abraham. They put up a saying, and my friend Nicolas Saliba showed me this. God showed me his name supernaturally before I went there in Israel back in 1992. And he showed me this name on the stone in the Arabic that says that the Lord God had no son. He had 3 daughters, basically queens of heaven. And this stone is actually a thing in Arabic. Is right around the actual stone of Abraham, where Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Isaac, inside the actual Mosque of Omar. People don't know that, do they?
That's right. Yes. Now, on one of his later expeditions, attention focused on the 2 cracks. Now, there was 1 crack in the ceiling of the cave and 1 on the lid of the stone case that contained the ark.
Right.
The crack in the ceiling with the black substance deposits had caught Ron's attention on his first visit to the cave. It almost seemed as if the crack had come down through the rock from above and then leapt through the air to start again by splitting the lid of the stone case directly below.
Right.
And to add to the mystery, some of the black substance appeared to have run down the crack and dropped through the gap in the lid to land inside on the mercy seat.
Right.
There was also some splashed on the lid.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, Johnson. Back in just a moment. Amazing story. This is important for people to get some hope as to what's going on in our real world.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense Viral Capsid Blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8877. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online at 871 or visit us.
And Jonathan, please continue this amazing story. The book is so big, I'm going to go back to actually the pictures from the actual intro of the book. Don't miss the scoop of a lifetime. This book is amazing. Also, many other books, if you actually look at the list of books that are available here. If we look at the kind of like the ebook shop, for example, here, I can show there's zillions of books. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it? Dead Men's Secrets, Mysteries of the Lost World, Bizarre Origin of Egypt's Ancient Gods, The Ark Conspiracy, The Lost World of Giants, 64 Secrets Ahead of Us. I mean, many, many, many amazing books and videos. Please continue.
Okay, yeah, talking about the black substance that came through the ceiling and dripped onto the Ark, detective work was begun by investigating the extent of the crack in that ceiling. One team member sat up by the ledge outside, and Wyatt entered the chamber to push a rigid metal tape up through the crack in the ceiling. And the tape emerged on the left-hand side of the elevated crosshole, making the crack a total of 20 feet through the solid rock.
Wow.
Now, samples of the black substance taken from the crack, leading from the crosshole, have been analyzed and found to be human blood.
Right.
Now, if this was the crucifixion of Jesus' sight, history does record that at 3 p.m. on that Passover day when Jesus died, an earthquake struck. And perhaps this was the cause of the crack. Now, if this was proven, that this could be analyzed and proven to be the blood of Christ, this would mean that this His blood was the last blood to be spilled on the mercy seat of the Ark.
Right.
In every sense of the original Hebrew belief in the sacrificial system, this would indeed make him the last sacrifice. And this would be consistent with prophecies of the Messiah to pursue his search for the truth of the matter. And this was amidst a very hot and dangerous political situation. So we have Jewish extremists, angry Palestinians, and now a third potentially explosive factor, the Ark of the Covenant fire.
Wow.
And as United States News and World Report put it, they put it very well. They said, in a land torn by competing historical claims, archaeology is a weapon.
Right.
And so, when I first visited, when I made my early visits to Ron Wyatt's house, he invited my wife, Josephine, and I to privately examine the blood analysis certificate at his home in Nashville, Tennessee. I mention this because it demonstrates his willingness to back up the truthfulness of his claim concerning laboratory testing.
Right.
And laboratory tests were made in Israel. As a matter of fact, in the United States as well. And when Ron went to the laboratory in Israel, he just asked them to test it. They did an analysis. The man who was doing the analysis turned around and he looked frightened. He said, "Whose blood is this?" And Ron said, "Well, is it animal blood or human blood?" And the man said, "This is human blood. But it's not like other human blood." And Ron said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This blood is the blood of somebody who did not have an earthly father." And Ron said, "Well, this is the blood of your Messiah." And those four men in the laboratory almost tore their hair out. They were weeping and gnashing their teeth when they discovered that here is the blood of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is born of the Virgin, the blood of the Messiah.
Right. In other words, his physical blood from his mother, the X chromosomes, were human from but the higher dimensional blood was basically hyperdimensional blood from eternity, which is the Father, which is eternity, which is himself. You see, he incarnated in the flesh. People need to realize that Jesus is not a lesser God. He is God incarnate. Right?
That's right. He came down to live as one of us, and then he who had done no wrong took upon himself all of our wrongs. And if we will accept him as our substitute, we have eternal life.
Right.
We come into harmony with him.
Right.
Only the lawgiver
right.
could rescue us from the penalty as lawbreakers.
Right. Now, but you have to understand a few things that are interesting. My favorite book in the Bible is the book of Job, which he says, and one of my favorite sayings in the Bible is that my ways are higher than your ways. And we have no conception just how much higher God's ways than our ways. As we study the Bible, as we go through life, as we start to see supernatural things like this thing about the ark, we start to understand that God's ways are so much above ours, it is impossible for without God's help for us to conceive exactly why God does these things. He becomes not only the creator, but the substitutionary sacrifice, so he can not only be perfectly have perfect grace, but also perfect mercy, and give you a pathway back to him, even though you've committed a sin. And sin can only be against the Father. You can't sin against nature or man or mankind or anybody else. You can only sin against the Creator. People don't get that.
That is right.
And they don't understand you can't do good works against nature or mankind and figure it's going to get in God's ledger. It's only coming back in relationship with him, and he's the one that takes away the sin. He does it immediately as a proxy. That's why when you go to bed at night, either your joys or your sorrows, you give to God, and guess what he does? At night you can feel this peace come over you and say, "What is that?" It says in the Bible, the peace that passes understanding. It means God wants to take your sorrows and give you the ashes of your life and give you the oil of gladness. In other words, he'll take your dying of cancer and your breaking in your relationships and other things, and he's going to give you oil of gladness in place of that, because at the moment while you're still living in the physical world, he'll give you a taste of eternality, a taste of who he is, the ultimate dreamer that created everything that ever existed. And to God, there's no such thing as a past or future. To God, everything is now. There's no such thing as dimensions of size or space or whatever. There's no such thing as lack of knowledge. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. People don't get that. They don't understand God has... You can only do good if you do God and add an extra... Oh, I call... Oh! In other words, if you don't do what God wants you to do, you can't possibly do good, right?
That's right.
Yeah, please continue.
Okay, just to make it easy for somebody who hasn't faced this information before, easy to understand, let me tell the story of what happened in San Francisco to a well-known television speaker. He was racing across the road, and a traffic cop stopped him because he was speeding. And he pulled him over, and he got his driver's license, and he wrote out a ticket. Then suddenly he looked into his face and said, "Hey, I know who you are. My wife loves your TV program. Look, let me do something to help." So the traffic cop put his hand in his own wallet. He pulled out $50. He gave it to the driver who had broken the law, and he said, "Now, let me help you with this. I am paying the fine for you. Don't you do it again." Now, that's what Jesus Christ has done.
Right.
He came down. He's paid the penalty for us. He wants us to have a relationship with him now and come to harmony with his law.
Right.
And that's exactly what it all is about. The blood of Jesus spilling onto the mercy seat. The Ark of the Covenant actually tells the story.
Right.
Underneath the mercy seat was the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, we're going to close off in about 30 seconds, a minute here. The ultimate thing here, Jonathan.
Jesus, with his blood, has saved us from the penalty of us having broken the Ten
Right. Commandments. Go to beforeus.com, get these amazing books and videos. Get some hope, people. Realize we're going through tribulation now. We're going through COVID-19. We have internal riots and revolution in America. We have hopeless churches that are not standing up for the blood of Yeshua. They're not understanding what real good is, which is God with an extra O. People have to understand that unless your constitution, your republic, and your law is based on God, it is the works of the devil. Thank you, Jonathan. An amazing time today. Thank you for the amazing wisdom.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the...
...and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.